started last week the tefillah of Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei ke'eved ne'eman k'rasalei, and we will go and try to continue to teach at least this part. I don't think we'll get further tonight, but at least let us try to finish this big part of the tefillah. We learned last week that it says in Tur in Abu Draham, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim picked Shabbos, that should be a day of rest. Paroi should listen to him, that's good for Klal Yisrael to rest one day. And he picked that one day that he should be able to rest. It says in Chazal, he took together Klal Yisrael on that day, and he read with them Megillos, and he made with them Asifos. It says from Rabbi David Leleva, at the end of Parashas Bereishmos, it says, Loisesifun loses lahem teven. It says Loisesifun with the aleph. The Shemeshmul brings it up David Leleva that part of the gzeira was that they can't make any more asifas, they can't rest anymore on Shabbos, and they can't get together anymore on Shabbos. That was one of the gzeiras of Pari. But the Moshe Rabbeinu picked Shabbos, frekt the Rab Tzadik HaKoyen and many other mefarshim. How does this stim with the hemshech? Yismach Moshe Matas Chelke, very good. Ki Eved Neman Karosolei. Where does Ki Eved Neman Karosolei have to do with the fact that Yismach Moshe Matas Chelke, that he gave them the Matona of Shabbos in Mitzrayim? How does that connect the Yismach Moshe Matas Chelke with the Nesinas Tam of Ki Eved Neman Karosolei? Before we understand what Rav Tzadik HaKoyen tells us, we have to understand what means that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Neman. First of all, the Mekor that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Neman is a pasuk in the Torah, Ki b'chol beisi Neman. Parashas Bala Yischa, it says, Ki b'chol beisi Neman. I heard from my father, Chaim Avracha, a taich in Ki b'chol beisi Neman. It's a taich that says in all the Svarim, but just the Hagdora of the way he said it. He said over, as the Heilige Sadegera said on his brother, and Rabbi David Moshe Chotkeve, that when Rabbi David Moshe Chotkeve nemt a tilim in hand, and a zok tilim, the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyochol gives him the world that he can do with it whatever he wants. Oh, but the Sadegera said, my brother is a gute and a getraya. He's a ish nemon. He gives it back to the Eibishter just like he got it. He doesn't change anything. And with that he said, Dosa the Taich b'chol beis in Neman hu. Moshe Rabbeinu given getrai to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He was able to change everything, and he didn't change anything. Das Taich Nemonus. Nemonus means that you don't do anything that you want to do. You have an ability to do, you have an ability to do things, and you don't do things. Dosa the Taich b'chol beis in Neman. Neman means you have the ability to change things, you have the ability, mitzad gadlus, you have the ability to do certain things, and you're Neman, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam trusts you, you're not going to do what you don't want to do. I saw in the Sefer, right now I can't remember where, Shabbos I saw in the Sefer a word, a half of the kivert. What's the chilika eved and a ben? And it'll be very negeh to what we just said, a chapter, it's mamish negeh. What's the chilik an eved and a ben? A eved has a mile over a ben. The koyach to be mevatel gzeres, a ben doesn't chepe as far as gzeres. An eved has an ability to chepe as far as gzeres. We will see the other gzeres. We will see a dover nifle. When it says in posik that a tzaddik has a koyach to be moishel in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam kaviyoch, like he be mevatel gzeres, it says, in the koyach of Yira, he could be Moshel. Tzadik Moshel b'Yiras Elikim, Moshel b'Adam Tzadik. The koyach of a tzadik's Mishila comes from Madregis HaYira, from not from Madregis HaAva. Oyev Hashem doesn't chepe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Gzeres. The one who has koyach HaYira, he has the ability to chepe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Gzeres. I have to remind myself in which safe I saw this. And he says with this, Anuyra de Kipshat. In Pasuk it says, Ato yodati ki yirei alikimato, v'loi chosachto es binchos yechidcha mimeni. You know what he says, Pshat? You're yirei alikim. You had the ability to be mevatel b'gzeira. You could have been mevatel the gzeira of the akeda. The loichosachtos bin chosichit chamemeni. You didn't take him away from me and say that we mevatel the gzeira. Ato yedati ki yirei alikim ato. And yirei alikim have the yichilis to be mevatel gzeiras. And you weren't mevatel the gzeiras. The loichosachtos bin chosichit cha. You didn't take, hold him back from me. You weren't mevatel the gzeira. You were mekayim the gzeira. Don't remember in which kadmen I saw the pshat of sadova nifla. If so, we are going to go and use this Hagdama to understand that when Reish Rabbeinu was an Eved Hashem, when Reish Rabbeinu was called an Eved Hashem, that's the Madrega of Yira, and that's the Madrega of Avdus. In Avdus, we just learned, is the Koyach to be able to be Mevatel Gzeiros. And Reish Rabbeinu was an Eved Nemon. He was Nemon, he didn't use his Koyach Avdus to be Mevatel. He was an Eved Nemon. That's the touch of the word Nemon. We'll go now further and see how Rav Tzadik HaKoyen in Pri Tzadik, in Parashat Zocher, tells us what means Eved Neman. He tells us more than that. He tells us in Shabbos Kedish, a person has a yecheles to be able to see Moridik Ezachen. We see that every Shabbos, a person's mispal to Ribbono Shel Olam, Yegalalon Sisrei de Besrei Sename, a person's mispal that Ribbono Shel Olam should be Megala, Sisrei Atero, that means that the seed of Shabbos is that you give him a gala tamim, you give him a gala moyudik seidus in Shabbos. Shabbos you could see things that you don't see a whole week. Moyudik koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu brought into Klal Yisrael. He gave them a matana Shabbos. But Shabbos is very dangerous, Akrab Tzadik. You could be chas v'shalom like Ben Azai that was hitzitz umeis. You could be like Ben Zoyma that was hitzitz v'nivga. You could use Shabbos and you could look where you shouldn't Shabbos. You could be over the gvulim on Shabbos because Shabbos gives you a koyach estaklus. Koyach Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-sholem shemachnis b'Yisrael shelo yistaklu rak b'ma she'ushesa hamuchin l'chelik sheresh ha-nefesh yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. Moshe Rabbeinu has a murid k'simcha on Shabbos. He gave them Shabbos. He gave them a koyach to see Meridik Asagis. But ki eved neman kerasalei. Moshe Rabbeinu also gave them the Shabbos together with the nemonis of Shabbos, that you're not going to take what you shouldn't on Shabbos. You're not going to overstep your boundaries on Shabbos. You'll keep your gvulim, what's shaykh to your nefesh. That's the ki eved neman kerasalei. He gave us the Shabbos together with the koyach not to look into Shabbos more than we're allowed to look into Shabbos. Dvarim nifloim, in order to understand, Ami mekapshat, Yismach Moshe Matzos Chelkei gave us a maton of Shabbos. Why is he so happy with this maton of Shabbos? It's a very dangerous maton of Shabbos. You go into Beis Genozov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could walk into that Beis Genozov and look where you shouldn't look. You could look in places that you can't look. Nein, ki eved nemon keros aloi. He gave us the koyach of being nemonus, not to take from Shabbos which you shouldn't take. You should be able to be mitzamtzim yuriya Shabbos. The yegalalon sisrei should be with your madrega what you could see seidus. Not lemaila mi madrega mecha. Not bimuflim mecha al tidresh. Not higher than your madregas. That's the taich ki eved nemon keros aloi, according to Rav Draham. Mosuk midvash. A piece in Pri Tzadik in Parashat Zocher, Ois Tes. We will soon see another piece of Pri Tzadik. First, we will go and learn a different pshat in Yismach Moshe b'Matnas Chelkei. The Gemara says, Matana Toiva Yeshli b'Beis Ginozai v'Shabbos Shmo. The Sasemis asks a question, which if not for the Sasemis, we wouldn't dare to ask, but a very poshut shaila. Matana toiva, sedar matana, that's not toiva. A matana is good. What's that? A matana means a matana. So what's that? Matana toiva, yeshli, bebeis ginozai. Sedar shlechta matana. Matana, yeshli, bebeis ginozai, beshabishmo. Is there anything more than saying a good matana? You're going to think that it wasn't a good matana, it was a bad matana. What does it mean, matana toiva? Zaktis asemes half lodiki diburim. Yeah, matana is nish good. Why? Because man da och lav di lei bois les takule ba'ape. The Yishalmi says in Masechtas Arla that if you have a tree and you graft from that tree another tree, you will see that that second tree, all the fruit grows away from the first tree, not facing the original tree. Why? because it's a shame to look in the face from where it's growing from. It came from this tree, it's yoinik from that tree. It doesn't give peiros facing that tree, because man do ochel de lav delay. If somebody eats something that's not his, boyis is ashamed listakulei ba'apei, to look him in the face. So therefore, it grows the other way. If so, a matana is not good. A matana comes with it, it's busha. A matana comes with it, it's a terrible zach. The person is ashamed. He's getting a matana. So the Rebbeinu Shalom Shabbos is a matana toiva. Shabbos doesn't have the problem of boyis listakulei ba'apei. That's the addition of matana toiva. That the matana is a good matana. Flexich the shaila. Why is it a good matana? Where goes away the problem of boyis listakulei ba'apei? Shteit in sasemes. A nizhe de kenere de kipshat someplace else. A half of the kipshat. And it's read on a very simple level. When an ish gives an isha a matana, is da a busha? Is da a bois listakule ba'ape? No, why not? Why not? Why doesn't that matana be goyrim pirut? Why is the matana goyrim closeness? If matana is goyrim bois listakule ba'ape, vol gedav zayn, no such aloch and shulchan aruch, that on regolim you have to give a matana. Halach and shulchan aruch. If they buy shoes, a matana, where does it come from? It's bois listakule ba'ape. Zok de helig is vasemes, because ish vi ishar are a plag gufa. They're one. In one, it's not shaykh, bois listakule ba'ape. It says ein zach. Bois listakule ba'ape is not shaykh when one hand gives the other hand. When it's two separate people, then it's shaykh, bois listakule ba'ape. But people that are connected to become one is not shaykh busha, zok the sasemes. That's why by ishvi isha there's no busha. So in the darga of Klal Yisrael to Rebbeinu Shleilam, ido a darga fun kabbalas matonos, and ido a darga of such closeness that the matonos are matona teiva. That's the gilui of what Shabbos is. The gilui of Shabbos is that we are kaviyochol so close to the Rebbeinu Shleilam on Shabbos, that a matana from the Rebbeinu Shleilam Shabbos is not bois listakulei ba'apei. Because kaviyochol Shabbos hop min chasningat kaviyochol. Kaviyochol sidah nisuin mit Rebbeinu Shleilam Shabbos. And this is things that say Rishonim. If we remember, we learned Friday night the tfilos. We spoke about the three tfilos. We spoke about Avudraham, that Shabbos is the three tefillos, is the inyan of chibur, of going through the three stages of Eris and Nesuin, Chuppah, that's the yichud of Shabbos. That's Shabbos, that is kasher of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's why Shabbos is matana toivo yeshli bebeis ginazai. That's the gilui, that toivo is a gilui nifla, that we come to such a yichud to the Rebbeinu Shleilam on Shabbos. Now, one could think, that be'etzem, that's the emes in Dibris Rishonis, or in Dibris Achronis is nishtechtik. In Dibris Rishonis, where Klal Yisrael was in the Madrega of Dibris Rishonis, that they got Shabbos, the Madrega of Zochas, Yom Shabbos Lekadshei, and they got the Madrega of Dibris Rishonis, that there was Cheres Mietzahara, Cheres Malachamoves, the Darg of Nasav and Nishma, the Darg of Matan Teiro, then we were so close to Rebbeinu Shleilam, is Shabbos Taka Matana Teva. Aber in Dibris Achreines ist Shabbos nicht kein Matana Teva. Sogt die Balat Tvilois, die Zanschkinesa Gedeila, Yismach be'etzem Moshe be'matnas Chelkei. The only one that could be'emes have Simcha in Shabbos is be'emes only Moshe. Why? Because Klal Yisrael fell from the Madrega. Klal Yisrael fell from the Madrega. Why did Klal Yisrael fall from the Madrega? Because we lost the Luchas Rishonis. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. Moshe Rabbeinu took all the Ksarim for himself. Kikarim Narponov. Moshe Rabbeinu took all the Ksarim of Nasav and Nishma for himself. So he didn't lose. So Be'emes is Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkei. Be'emes, the only one who has Simcha in this Merdike Matana of Shabbos, that's only Moshe. But we learned last week Be'emes, and we will learn more this week, that Moshe Rabbeinu gives back the Ksarim. Moshe Rabbeinu gives back the Ksarim. It's Be'emes. We don't even have to go into Sifrei Kabbalah or Sifrei Chassidus for it. We have a Balaturim. The Balaturim in Parshas Vayakel tells us a smichas parshas. Seif parshas kisisa says kikarner ponov. Parshas Vayakel is Vayakel Moshe. The parsha of Shabbos Sagt der Balaturim, because ain't a daima, more upon of Shaladim b'Shabbos, and more upon of Shaladim b'Chayil, so the Kikoran Urponov has with Shabbos. Shtetach in Balaturim, that those Ksarim, that's Kikoran Urponov, hot ayit Shabbos, which is a Mekor, the first Mekor in Arishain, that the Ksarim of Nasim and Nishma, we get back Shabbos, Ki Yudua, that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't keep the Matana for himself, he gives back the matana of Nasim and Nishma, like we spoke last week. He gives back the ksarim of Nasim and Nishma. He gives us back on Shabbos Kedesh. Shabbos, we get back those ksarim for Nasim and Nishma. So now, if we get back the ksarim of Nasim and Nishma, then we could also be besimcha Shabbos. For us, it's still a matana teiva, because Shabbos we go back to the dibris rishonis. Shabbos we don't have the dibris achronis. Shabbos we go back to the darg of dibris rishonis. We'll say right now a neuridike word from Imre Emes. Let's look in Yismach Moshe further. What is the nusach in Yismach Moshe? Because of Bohem Shmiras Shabbos. Frek the Imre Emes. In only one luach did it say Yidibri Shabbos. Not in both luachais. There were five and five. So Dibri Shabbos was only in one luach. So what does it say? Because of Bohem Shmiras Shabbos. Imre Emes says Akasha, could be says the Kasha before him, could be the Teret says before, Ichab is Gizan and Imre Emes. The Imre Emes says, Adoyer Neuze de Kizach, that he brings that the Dibur of Shabbos never broke. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, all the Luchos broke, except the Dibur of Zoch, Esyayim HaShabbos, Lekachoy, stayed. So Ibazoi, because of Bohem, in both Luchos it says Shemir HaShabbos today. In the Luchos Rishayinois, and in the Lucha Shnias it says Shmira Shabbos. Thus the touch because of Bohem Shmira Shabbos. In both Luchas it says Shmira Shabbos. Sai in the first Luach, and Sai in the second Luach. That's the Bohem Loshan Rab. That's what it says in him. Emes, it could be it says before him. Abakoponim, not Memoyri the Kipshat. That's the Luchas Rishonis. We have a Kesha to the Luchas Rishonis on Shabbos. So Memele for us, it's also a Matana Teiva on Shabbos. We also have that Koyach of Matana Teiva on Shabbos. That's the second nekuda of the Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. Third nekuda of the Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei, a meirah de kishtikel pritzadik in Parshas Matos. The pritzadik talks a lot about Yismach Moshe. We can't learn all of them, but we try to learn in such pieces that teach us avodas Hashem, and pieces that we can remember when we daven, and we can remember a little bit what it all is about. The Inyan. He asks the Akasha, which everybody would ask, in order the Kikasha. That means if we don't learn like the Avud Raham, and like the Tur, that we're talking about Shabbos that was given in Mitzrayim, which Be'emes is a Shver Azach to learn, it's talking about Shabbos given in Mitzrayim, because the Shabbos that we keep has nothing to do with Shabbos in Mitzrayim. Like the Rambam says, Ayid keeps Mitzvahs only because of Matan Torah, not because of before. So Sabisla Shver Pshat, so he asks a question, Lahovin, Lama nikre kudushe Shabbos davka matnes chelka shal Moshe Yose mikol shar ha-mitzvahs halay kolav teire nikris al shmoy zichru teires Moshe avdi teire tzivelonu Moshe. So what is Shabbos matnas chelka? Shabbos is miyuchit to be matnas chelka more than everything else. And he's going to teach us here a nuyre de kizach. He tells us that we have to realize that the avoda of Shabbos is the tikkun of cheta etzadas. Every Shabbos, the avodah of Shabbos is to go and be mesaken the chet of Eitz Hadas. If a person realizes dvarim pshutim ad miyid, Ayid comes Friday night and they get machin kiddush al ayayin, hamoitzi, anachala, he should realize Eitz Hadas gefenoya, Eitz Hadas chita hoysa. He's being oisik in yonim that al amayla masagosei, but he's being oisik in the tikkun of chet Eitz Hadas. He has gefen, he has chita. As the minim, to be misakin the chet, dos be'emes, it says already in Noisekelem, in Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning of Erech Elza Shabbos, this nekuda, that's the inyan of the yayin, the inyan of the chalas, has a shaykhis to the chet, hatikun, that's the reason why a isha is oisik in baking chalas for Shabbos, because she's chalas eshal oilam, the tikkun and the chet, that's all what goes into the inyan of the tikkun achet, the neiros. The Neiros Shalaylam, that's why she lights the Neiros, that's why the man has to prepare the Neiros, Ki Yidua, Vishtet Nabi Kivayga, all is Zaytzacharum, the tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon. Zogt Rab Tzadik, Tikkun HaChet Adam Rishon, we have to realize what the Chet of Adam Rishon is, and then we will realize what in Yonim Shabbos we have to be Mesakin Chet Adam Rishon. And he says the Chet Adam Rishon was in Kino, Taiva, and Kovet. Geyus, Taiva, and Kas. Geyus, we know that it was Geyus in the Tikkun of, in the Chet of Adam Rishon. Hanochash Hishiani Va'uchel. Says in Svarim, Yesh Ani, there was Geyus, Taiva, Ki Taiva, Hi Leinayim, Kas, Af Ki Omer Elikim, there was the Inyan of Af Ki Omer Elikim, Shtet Nechazal, was the Inyan of Kas, that was Kino, Taiva, and Kovet. Kino was Zichadir, Kino, it says in Chazal, that Adam Rishon, that the Nochosh was Mekana Adam Rishon, he saw the Asik of Adam Rishon, of Adam Echava, and he was Mekana them, so there was the Chet of Kino, of Kino, Taiva, and Kovet. And Memela, the Avoida of Shabbos, is to be Mesakin all three. The Avoida of Shabbos is to be Mesakin, Kino, Taiva, and Kovet. And he tells us that is why Shabbos is called Chelkei Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Because in all these three things, Moshe Rabbeinu was Noki. And let's go through easily the three things, and we'll see Dvarim Nifloim Chidushim in Rab Tzadik, where we see that he was Noki. Noki in Gaiva is Dvarim Pshutim. Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Me'od Mekol Adam, the greatest Madreg of Hanova, Anachnu Mo, not Efer, not Toilas, Mo. God nothing, complete bittul, the Hepech of Gaiva, the Hepech of Kovet. The Hepech of Taiva, we can learn many different ways, the Hepech of Taiva. The best way is to learn what it says in Maral, Neuridika Maral Moshe, Ki Mina Mayim Mishisuhu. Mayim Zokt Maral means Taiva. It says in Abchaim Vital, Mayim is Sheresh HaTaiva. Everything in this world, all Taivas grow on water. Water brings all Taivas to this world. Mayim Ishisui was Moshui from Taiva. The Maral says in Neure de Kizach, she, Basya Basparai, wasn't able to know who Moshe Rabbeinu was. She was able to know who he was not. She was able to understand Taiva Nisht. What he is, she didn't know. She knew the Shlilus. Minamayim Shisu, she's Moshif and Taiva. Taiva has no Shaiches. It says in Rapzodik Adov on Nifla, where was Moshe Rabbeinu Nikbar? Mul Beis Pa'er. Beis Pa'er is the semel of Taiva and the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Koyach neged Taiva. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishulol from Taiva. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ishalikim. Kudoima Moyo de Kirayis. The last thing is the Nekuda of Kas. One could tell you, they say that Moshe Rabbeinu was nikbid in kas. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu was had a nidnud of kas, kpeda, vayikzef Moshe, nesalmu menu alocha. So you see the nikido of the hepech of that. It states in Abtzodik, anuyre de kineur de kizach. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu nesalmu menu alocha by kano and peugimboy, by Pinchas? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu know the alocha? Because Kanoes Kas Otshka Shaiches mit Moshe. Moshe was so Mishulul of Kas that he wasn't able to do the mice of Kano and Poiginboy. That's how Noki he was from Kas. That there was a Vayikzef Moshe and a Dakus Mi'id was only to learn the Aloch of Gulei Midyon, learned Rab Tzadik. So you see that the Klipa of Kas, Moshe Rabbeinu, was in Gansen Noki from all three. Dosetach Yismach Moshe b'matnas Chelkei. Moshe Rabbeinu has a besonderes Shaiches with the Mitzvah of Shabbos. And this teaches us a Nuyredike Nekuda. The Nekuda of Shabbos is the Nekuda of being Noki in Kino, Taiva, and Kovet. That's the Avoida of Shabbos. To be Noki in Kino, Taiva, and Kovet. So Yidua, as in Zohar HaKadosh it says, the Kpeda on Kas on Shabbos. In Zohar HaKadosh it says, Leisevaru Eish B'chol Meshaseichem B'yayim HaShabbos, that there's a special Kpeda on Kas on Shabbos. Now that we realize that that's one of the Nyonim, Kas, we have to be Mesakin Shabbos, Kino, we have to be Mesakin Shabbos, Taiva, we have to be Mesakin Shabbos, the Inyon of Kovet, the Inyon of Geus, all three Nyonim, because they're Metzian Nisa Adam in HaOilom, Tadova Poshet. From which Oilom are they Metzian Nisa Adam? From the Emes HaOilom, from the Oilom HaEmes. Not from the Oilam HaSheker. The Oilam HaSheker is Kina, Taiva, and Kovet. The more Kina, more Taiva, more Kovet, that's the Oilam HaSheker. But in the Oilam HaEmes, it takes out of. In Baal Shem, in Talmid HaGoyin, tell us, Kina, Taiva, Kovet adds up to Sheker exactly. Because that's the Sheker of this world. In the Oilam, the Shikra, the more Kina, the more Taiva, the more Kovet, that's what it's all about. In Oilam HaEmes, not. Shabbos is Me'en Oilam Haba. So if a person wants to have a Shaychus to Oilam Haba, Kino Taiva V'Kovet, Metzienes Adam in Oilam. They take away the person from the world. So a person Shabbos, to have a Kesher to Shabbos, has to be Oikir Kino Taiva V'Kovet. Who gives us that Koyach? Moshe Rabbeinu gives us that Koyach. Ki Eved Nemon Karosoloi. We will end with the Taich of Eved Nemon on an Oifen that's a Chiddush Nifla that says in Svarim. Not an Eved Nemon to the Eibishter. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Nemon to Klal Yisrael. He Eved was a manik that was an Eved to Klal Yisrael. He was Nemon to Klal Yisrael. He was Gitrai to Klal Yisrael. He gave them over Shabbos to an Oifen that Yidin should be able to use Moshe Rabbeinu's Koyach Shabbos. Which Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu Shabbos? The Koyach to be Goyver on Kina Taiva V'Kovet. That's the Koyach that a person has Shabbos. Just to end, to be finished, this Chelek HaTfilah, we must say over that the Inyan of Shabbos we find is Das. It says so in the Torah, L'Das Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Shabbos gives a person Das. Shabbos gives a person Das. Who's the Das of Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Das of Klal Yisrael. That's the Kesher of Moshe Rabbeinu to Shabbos. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. Shabbos gives a person Das to know the right thing, the Das, the Kedusha. That has a special Kesher with the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it says Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei of Shabbos, which means that Shabbos is the Nekuda of Moshe. The Nekuda of Moshe is to be Mashpia Das to Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is Mashpia Das, which that is Matnas Chelkei, the Chelek of Moshe Rabbeinu.